trying to say to Currently, I think a lot of men and a lot of young men in general strive to play, but continuing, you know, every year something happens, you know, people get new jobs, go from place to place, or in college, they have, you know, just family things going on over in general, so it's just very, very hard to connect with that, and there's a lot of more things that would result, but I think it's just a lack of leadership.
Most definitely. And I just wish when the men get down there to Mississippi, they just focus on the games and nothing else. Mm-hmm. No personal problems, no issues, like Brenner said. Just get in there, do the job. And it's kind of difficult for Oklahomans because they are hard-headed, very hard-headed.
Yeah, once they get down there, they just want to get lost in the res. They just want to wake up book tittle or something like that.
Shivers.
Shivers.
You stop. You can get up there on the game.
They'll be in the Beaver Dam, play Beaver Dam.
Trying to see different type of flood.
You have any thoughts on this, Caleb? I know you were down there last year. Fortunately, me and Brenner couldn't make it.
Yeah, absolutely. As a fan, it's always something you wish, you hope for. I think our people are waiting for our men to step up and to at least advance a little bit further into the tournament. So it's something I'm excited to see. I hope they change up. I hope they are willing to. There's definitely the drive for that to be there. And so I'm ready for our men. And speaking personally, I'm ready to kind of dabble into playing and possibly even joining the men. So I'm ready to kind of see what that's all about.
Oh yeah. It will be a fun experience.
2024 debut, Caleb Standridge.
Oh, where's my trading card?
Rookie of the year, rookie of the year.
New character unlocked.
Yeah, he's just a silhouette right now.
I mean, last year they made it to the championship. Fortunately, they didn't win it, but it was a hell of a game. Actually, most of the games they played were pretty good. I'd say so myself. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people from different areas of the world was watching. Got from Tokyo to Australia. A bunch of people in Oklahoma as well. So I think the women have made a really good trademark for the Choctaw Nation Oklahoma team.
And most definitely, they were, you know, just showing that they can actually compete. And that's what the overall mode of the game. I feel like a lot of them actually joined together. They actually had their unity. And I spoke volumes to definitely to come up and play the game to show out. So, you know, they were definitely had each other's backs. Communication was there. Slowly just on the women as they banded together. Even on the field, they were also, you know, making decisions and they were just making sure that they had each other's back overall. And even when they were having injuries, they were also just kind of listening to themselves and also along with some of their team leads that were on there. So it really just showed out and it really, you know, brought the pride. And I know some ladies were getting nervous, but, you know, that's kind of like the it's a different feeling. Definitely when you represent more than just yourself, you have the family behind you on the field, you had families watching you in the stands, and then even the family that's watching you from back at home. So it's just very immense, a whole lot, and it was very, very awesome to see that and the importance of those ladies carrying those numbers and carrying that name and representing us well. And so that was, you know, something that I would think, you know, we can definitely take a message from the women to apply that to the men's. So, and I believe that's something that we definitely need to have more of a caring and a due diligence or at least a responsibility to be prepared and prepare. You know, I know that there's different tactics and there's different game plays, but overall with the basics and the fundamentals that the women have started to learn and apply and were open-minded and communicated, they were actually able to perform well. So I think that's definitely a good contender again this year if they're going to put that much effort and work into it this year. And I feel like they could.